For 2.5 seasons, Tom Mascheri and Wilt Chamberlain played together on the team then known as the San Francisco Warriors, and they became good friends. Karen Given brings us a tale about the friendship between Mascheri and Wilt Chamberlain that didn't air the first time around. And just a little warning before we get started, this is a story about Wilt Chamberlain. As you might expect, it acknowledges the existence of sex.
Sometimes you ask a question and you know exactly where it's going to take you. That's not what happened when I spoke with Tom Mascheri.
So what was your relationship with Wilt like?
Well, it turned out to be, he was a very distant guy. It turned out to be that we were pretty darn good friends.
Do you hear that hesitation? Yeah, so did I. Wilt Chamberlain was known as a nice guy, but a selfish player. So I asked Tom Mascheri, was there a moment when you were playing together when you thought, oh yeah, we're going to be more than just teammates who tolerate each other?
I think we really started to...
Mascheri paused for a long time, and then he launched into a story I hadn't heard anywhere else.
Well, it wasn't a moment. There was an incident, actually. This is a very little-known story. Wilt and I were on a plane flying back to Philadelphia. We were both single. We were both trying to talk to the stewardesses. Is that the way you put it? I guess.
Sure.
And we got dates, and Wilt said, well, let's double date. I said, that's cool.
You probably think you've figured out the reason for Mascheri's hesitation by now, because anyone who knows anything about Wilt Chamberlain knows that he once claimed to have slept with 20,000 women. But that's not actually why Mascheri hesitates to tell this story, because when he went home and told his roommate about the plans he'd made with Wilt and the two stewardesses, let's call them flight attendants.
My roommate gave me so much trouble. And I recognized, of course, that he was a racist, and he thought I was being a pimp to Wilt's love of white women, maybe, if you want to put it that way. This is very controversial at the time. And I remember thinking, oh, God, I don't want to get involved in this. So I called Wilt, and I made up an excuse. And to this day, it's just one of the most shameful things I ever did in my entire life. It just makes me horrified at myself to think about that. You know, here I am coming from the liberal West. Oh, yeah, right. But Wilt caught on. He knew what was going on. So the next day he confronted me, and we had a long talk about this. And I won't go into a lot of detail about what was said between us. He was so generous, and he was so understanding of my predicament, which was really no predicament. You know, I should have told my roommate to go stuff it. But in any case, Wilt knew, and he understood. And at that point on, I knew Wilt and I were going to be friends, and we were. And we continued to be friends until the day he died.
I don't know what people will make of this story. Will it reignite the controversy over Wilt Chamberlain and his sexual exploits? Will we get 100 letters from people who want us to know that flirting with your flight attendant is a form of sexual harassment? I don't know, but I do know why Tom Mascheri was willing to risk all that to tell this story.
If the words that I'm speaking now help people understand that Wilt was just one hell of a nice guy, I'm very happy to do it.
That's former NBA player Tom Mascheri speaking with Only a Game's Karen Given.